everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday, February the 4th, 2025. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I'm so thankful for you guys showing up today. I apologize again for last week. It was a very interesting week. Started off the week going to my part-time job and was only there for a little bit and got sick and came home. Then the next day I got up, went to my part-time job, left there, went to go look at an exhibit with my son and ended up falling and ended up in the hospital. So fun times. But we'll talk about that another show. That's something I'm still processing all the information on. So, but again, thank you so much for coming in and being with us today. As usual, I will be taking your calls the second half of the show. If you want to call in and ask a question of your angels, it's the number is 857-232-0155 and the extension is 870-303. And again, that's posted at the top of the banner here too, and the 12 Facebook page. So for those of you who are new, if you would like to get into the chat room, if you go to 12radio.com, make sure you're at the top of the page, look over to your far left, and you'll see the word chat. Just click on that, and we'll get you invited into the chat room. You can also post any questions that you want answered in the chat room, and we'll get to those the second half of the show. Shout out to Serena for playing the replay for me last week and then also for producing me. It really helps when you've got somebody taking care of the back end so you don't have to worry about everything, right? So thank you. Okay, this week the angels have asked me again to talk to you about the power of our words, especially in the light of the new year, the new administration, the election, all the shifts and changes going on, while recognizing that while some are ecstatic at the outcome, others are feeling devastated. We have to remember, we are all entitled to our own feelings and thoughts. We have to work through them without hurting others and adding to their pain. And that's easier said than done. You know, some people are just so ecstatic with the outcome, and they're forgetting that there's other people that are truly devastated by what's happened. So you have to, it's all about balancing, right? We can not agree with somebody, but we don't have to be mean. We don't have to be rude. And and it's hard to hold those comments in, you know. Especially if you're very frustrated or irritated with some of the decisions that are being made, and you know how it's going to, or how you feel like it's going to impact not only yourself and loved ones, but other people, you know. And while others are believing everything they're being told, and they're totally happy with everything, you know. And you know, time will tell, you know, what's going to happen. And but I think the thing here is that we have to take a moment, you know, and sometimes several moments during the day, and just breathe. We have to know that we're being guided, you know, by our guides and our angels, and we don't have to know everything, right? We have to keep expressing and showing up as love. And there may be times that you're in a discussion with a coworker or a loved one, and you guys don't you don't agree on whatever the subject is, whether it's politics or love life or work or whatever the case may be. That's no reason to disrespect each other. That's no reason to be mean. And I think that's one of the hardest things for me right now, is because I'm very sensitive, number one, and there's times I speak without thinking about it as well, so it's an issue that I have to go back and revisit quite a bit lately. But we really have to take into consideration how much power we have when we use not only the spoken word, but the written as well. you know, manifesting a happy, lovely life and whatever. You can't, you know, words are energy, and energy are thoughts, actions. And if you're manifesting anything, you know, whatever words and thoughts that you're putting out there, that's what you're going to be bringing back to you. So if you're talking something mean and hateful or derogatory, or you know, even if you believe wholeheartedly that you're in the right, you have to be cautious on how you're using those words. Instead of attacking another individual or putting them down, try to find another way of saying something positive about your point of view without, again, without the finger pointing and the name calling and the harshness. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I can't take all the harshness. It just really, it cuts to my core. It truly does. I may not agree with what's being said, but that doesn't mean I have to go out and, you know, say, add to it. You know what I'm saying? By adding more hatefulness and more heartache and more upset to the conversations that already be taking place. I think we have, in this day and age, we have to really put more thought and more presence in our words, our thoughts, our prayers, and our interactions with other people. You know, I personally think we all signed up for some really hard lessons, and we signed up for them. We have to accept the lessons and see what we can get out of this. What are we going to do to change things, if that's what you want? Or what are you going to do to make things even change more? You know, but it's a heavy burden on all of us, no matter who you're voting for or who you voted for or who you're rooting for and who you're not. We have to find the positive. We have to find the commonality between all of us. I can't think of, I'm sure they're out there, so, but I personally can't think of anybody that hates the U.S. that's living here, who was born here. I can't think of anyone personally who wants to see this country destroyed. So there's got to be a commonality out there that we can start getting together and having those conversations of peace and calmness and rationality. You know, if you look back on it through history, war has started because of words. Marriages start with the commitment of words. You know, you're committing your life to be joined with another person. Books are written. Lives are changed forever by words that we've heard, that are spoken, or written to us, by us, and for us. Now think about that. You know, when you listen to a song and something just really sticks with you, it reminds you of a memory of a loved one, or it reminds you of a memory of not so pleasant a situation, you know, and gets you all fired up. Again, those are words. So before you write that song, before you write that book, before you write that article, before you write that text message, how committed are you to those words that you're putting out there? What are you manifesting for yourself, for your neighborhood, for your loved ones, by the words that you're texting, by the words that you're sharing with others? You know, in this day and age, we all are so quick to send out that text or that meme, or, and I'm just as guilty of it. I mean, I love a good meme, you know, because it just seems to sum it all up, right? But again, we have to watch how we put those out there and what ones we're putting out there. Because words are part of manifestation. And what you're putting out there, is that something you're trying to manifest for yourself? I mean, if you're thinking it and saying it, then that's what you're drawing to you. And it's hard. Trust me. It's hard. You know, a lot of the stuff that I see people posting about the current government situation, I may agree with them, but I'm trying really hard not to comment on them. Only because I have to do what I feel is best for me and for my loved ones and for my country. But I need to do it in a way that is respectful to all parties. And it's not easy. You know, I love a good laugh too. You know what I'm saying? But again, oh my gosh. Words are energy. And I've posted before, words are energy. Use wisely. And it can be difficult, especially if, you know, say you get an argument with your spouse or somebody at work. And, you know, when I was younger, man, I was the queen of sarcasm. You know, if they had posted a job for, you know, head of sarcasm, I could have run the company with no problem. You know what I'm saying? Because I was good at it. So I was raised. It was a defense mechanism for me. And once I realized what it was doing, not only to others, but to myself, it was like, oh my God, I've got to stop that. Well, words are so very powerful. You can be speaking from your heart, and people listening know that's got a ring of truth, because they know that what you're saying to them, you believe, and you're trying to be respectful, and you're trying to tell from your point of view how you or yours have been affected. And vice versa, if you're saying a bunch of stuff that is mean and is hateful, you don't want to listen to what they have to say. You don't want to listen to that person. Because it just feels mean. It feels cruel. You know, if you believe the way I do that, you know, God made us, right? Made everyone equally. We're all children of God. So we need to look at that and say, okay, we've got a lot of things in common here. Let's find some basic grounds here. Let's find some basic truths. Let's treat our neighbors with respect. You know, the saying in the Bible, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Again, words. And I've posted it many times. It's Thumper, you know, the bunny from Bambi says, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. But we as a society need to look at this and say, okay, wow, we're going through some pretty intense changes right now. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to react to this? Are we going to think about it first, or are we going to react? And is reacting what we really need to do? It can get difficult. There's times too, again, when we post something, because in that moment, we're in a moment of joy or sadness, anger or pain, and without thought of who's going to read it, we post it. And then later we go, oh, that's not exactly what I meant to say. And I've taken down some posts that I've posted, because it wasn't until after I read it again two or three times that I thought, ooh, not very nice. And I'm not perfect. You know, I get told too, I post too many positive thoughts. But again, I'm trying to be and stay a positive person. When I was younger, you know, I was redheaded, you know, I had fiery temper. It didn't take me long at all to set me off, right? And as I got older, I realized I was expending so much energy without bringing the calm back into my own physical body. And that if I wanted good things to come to me and happy thoughts to come to me, then I had to put that out there. I had to stop being negative. And so I don't have any problem at all if somebody telling me I'm too cheerful, I'm too positive. That's not to say I don't get in a bad mood. I do. But I try not to show it like I used to. You know, before, if a situation came up, oh my gosh, I could dwell on it and worry about it. I was a queen warrior too. I mean, I could have been crowned queen of worrying with no problem. But now, because of the faith that I have and what I've been shown with working with the angels, let it go. Don't hold on to that stuff. Think about what you truly want, the outcome you're looking for, and then ask, you know, the universe and the angels for your highest good, whatever that might be. And when things happen that you're like, what the heck? Where the heck did that come from? Why did that happen? If you'll just rest with it for a bit, you'll get your answer. It may not be what you expected. It may feel like it came out of left field, but you'll get your answer. You know, and I've had a lot of that. Last week was a lot of that, let me tell you. It was a lot like, wow, okay. And again, we'll talk about that probably next week or so, but when something happens in your life you're not expecting, when I was younger, I would get mad or angry or sad or whatever, you know, that immediate reaction. I've gotten so much better at going, wow, isn't this interesting? You know, because I'm also under the belief system that everything happens for a reason. So if I'll sit with it and breathe through it, then I usually have my answer. And again, it's not always what I want to hear, but they always give me the answer that I need to hear. You know, when people talk about songs and words and how they affect you, there's one song to this day that does it to me every single time where I get God bumps and I get tears to my eyes, and that's the song Amazing Grace. And since 9/11 happened, it happens every time I hear our national anthem. But again, it's because the words were so powerful that they resonate in your core. And you may flippantly say something sarcastic or hateful or whatever, and to you it meant nothing. But maybe the person that those words were aimed at, maybe that just cut into them. So we have to remember how powerful we are when we use our words. You know, somebody had written an article, or maybe it was one of the memes or whatever, that said, how would you look if every word you spoke was written on your skin? Now, that's kind of powerful. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've said some words, I'm like, whoop, you know, and to make a little light of it, some of those words not too good when I watch my Chiefs play, you know. But you get what I'm talking about. When you call somebody a bad word, or you think hateful thoughts about somebody, or somebody hurts you so you lash out, what if those words were written on your skin? They can do good and they can do not so good. Think about how you treat your children or your grandchildren when you're talking with them, especially the little ones. Well, all of them. It doesn't matter. They're your child. It doesn't matter. No matter how old they are, you have the power to cut them down in an instant with your words. And I don't know one parent out there that I know well that likes that, likes the fact that we may be in a bad mood or whatever, and we pop off and say something that we wish that we had never said. Because now we've cut our child. And if that's never happened to you, good for you. But I've said some things that I didn't mean at the time. I was angry, I was hurt, whatever the circumstances. There's a million and one excuses. But again, the main thing that we have to consciously be aware of what we're saying, who we're saying it to, and how we're saying it. You know, it's true that right now that we're in a free country, and we're pretty much able to express ourselves with words however we want to. That in a lot of countries, we would be put in jail for saying or thinking or texting or writing. You know, we've taken that for granted. And I really feel like in this day and age, it's something we need to look at. You know, I think it's sad that letters are not written to people anymore. You know, years ago, I would sit down and I'd write my grandparents or a friend of mine a letter, right? And I don't know how many pieces of paper I'd wad up and start all over again because I didn't like the way I'd worded just one thing. And you didn't want a lot of scribbles in it, you know? And if you wrote in ink, you know, you couldn't just, you know, that's before whiteout, okay? I'm that old. So you'd write it and then you'd rewrite it or whatever. And maybe that's what we should do, the same thing with speaking. Maybe we ought to just pretend that before we say something to somebody, especially in the heat of a moment, that we sit and think about it. Like, what if this was printed out for the whole world to see? Would I still want to say exactly what I'm saying here? Or wait a minute, maybe I need to rephrase this. You know, what if we made Congress and the Senate and the President and, you know, our governors and, you know, all of the rulers have fact-checked on everything they said to where we the people wouldn't know exactly who was telling the truth and who wasn't. Maybe our rulers could start writing out their speeches ahead of time and realize that, ooh, I could put us at war by saying this out there. You know, wouldn't it be nice if Congress and the Senate sat down together and said, you know what? We were voted here by the people. And the people want XYZ, whatever that is. Let's figure out the best way to give it to them. Instead of telling us what they are or are not going to do. They were voted in to do the work of the people. And maybe most of them are doing all that. But I'm telling you, a lot of the people that I talk to, the way that some of these things, speeches are being said and spoken and whatever, that's not how I would want something put out there. You know, I just don't understand why they can't all. I'm talking to everybody. I'm not just saying, you know, the Democrats or the Republicans or the Libertarians or whatever. But I'm saying we the people, let's write this back out. Let's think about what we're saying and what we want to put out there. And let's come together for this stuff. You know, our ancestors came together to give us our Constitution. And because of the wording of that Constitution, it stood up all these years. Because they put food for thought. They thought about everything they wrote. I'm sure it was probably rewritten umpteen million times before the final copy made it. So why can't we just take a pause? You know, but again, I'm dating myself. They used to have like at midnight or whatever, they have a pause for station identification, you know, and it would beep, beep, and this little thing would come on and would tell you what station you were listening to, ABC or NBC or whatever, right? And back years ago, before any words made it to the press, the reporter had to fact check everything. But now everybody is so concerned that they want to be the first one reporting XYZ. Oh, yeah, I'm on first to the press, blah, blah, blah. So we, the people, have no clue what's really the truth and what's not. You know, I was raised, you don't tell a lie. You know, if you tell a lie, you're going to get your butt beat, you know? Why can't we, the people, tell the Congress and the Senate and the, you know, the president, whatever, if you guys are going to lie, you know, it's punishable. You're going to get in trouble for that. Start treating our fellow human beings with respect and dignity. You know, not all the old stuff was the best. But we had a lot of things that were right. We have a lot of things that we need to change for sure. But if we keep going the way we're going with all the rhetoric, and again, this is my opinion. You know, what are we teaching the little ones now? It's okay to lie. You know, it's okay to treat your neighbor differently because they're different. I'm just saying there's so many things that we had right. Yes, we have some things wrong, but oh my gosh, we need to get control here. And how we're going to do that's with our words. I've learned so much over the past 45 days that it's incredible. And my heart is breaking for all the people right now who are scared, who are in fear, who because of the fear that they're starting to hate others, or they don't know where to turn, they don't know who to go to for help. You know, we got all the fires and stuff in California. The America I grew up in, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican or whatever, we need to get water to you. We need to help you. Yes, maybe your management needs to be straightened out. Maybe something's going on there. I don't know all that, right? But we help each other. All the hurricanes and the devastation, you know, on the East Coast and all that, we should be there to help them. It shouldn't be to where the insurance companies now say, oh, well, yeah, you live in a fire zone, or you're on the coast, so no insurance. It doesn't make sense to me. You're not loving each other. You're not helping each other. Yes, we have to make money to survive in this society, but my God, what happened to our humanity? How can words of telling a family, well, you know what? We're not going to insure you anymore. And so, you know, it sucks to be you, but you can't do anything about that house now. You can't sell it because you can't, you know, it's been devastated. But oh, well, that's on you, not on us. You know, and the younger generation, I'm talking the little kids right now, the 3, 4, 5, 6 year olds. What are they growing up with now? Where's their security and what's going to come to them next? I don't know. Again, we can set an example by watching the words that we speak or write, and by sharing more positive words with others. You know, in the real world, we all get hurt or angry or have a bad day. But it's how we move through it or express it to others that seems to me to have the biggest impact on our individual lives and our relationships. You know, I work with the angels and I work with Reiki energy. and to work with them, you know, they're not mean. You know what I'm saying? Energy, the Reiki energy is beautiful. It's soothing. It's comforting. When I work with the angels, it's the same way. That doesn't mean that they don't tell me some things I need to hear that maybe I don't like, but they're not mean about it. They're not rude about it. So it's just food for thought. Think about, start coming up with some powerful affirmations, you know, and you can raise your vibration by doing that. Remember some of the two most powerful words you can use in a affirmation is I am. Think about it. Think about the words that you're using when you say your prayers. You know, when you're talking to your child or your significant other. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a little break. Stay tuned. When we come back, I'll jump in the chat room and we'll get you some answers from your angels. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with Oh My Angels here on 1-2 Radio. I kind of spaced off there for a minute. I was thinking, before I get into the chat room, just as a reminder, I think it's today that over at 1-2 Academy that Kat starts her new class. So while I'm thinking about it, it's called Awaken the Divine Within You, An Extraordinary Journey Beyond the Tarot. I've heard it's an excellent class. And, you know, if Kat's teaching it, it is excellent. So if you get a chance, you want to check it out, feel free to go over there. Again, go to 12academy.com. I'm pretty sure it's tonight. Maybe somebody in the chat room who's been following it real closer without all the side attractions can tell me or confirm. I think it's tonight. Oh, well. But if not, she'll have it on replay as well, I'm sure. So you might want to think about it. So welcome back. Let me jump into the chat room here. I had some papers scattered out. I was looking at some things coming up. I didn't mean to get so heavy, pardon me, with the deal with words, but with all the stuff that's going on right now, I think it's just a reminder from the angels that, you know, we are powerful beings. And, you know, if we can manifest, you know, your life partner or money into your life or whatever it is that you're looking for, then you can manifest the words that are going to help you get through whatever it is that you're going through. We can manifest the words to make everyone listen to what's going on and how we're feeling about things. You know what I'm saying? Okay, let me get it. I'm trying to get back over here to the, if you're on Facebook, it always kind of throws you. You have to go in there and you need to, where it says most relevant or newest, go, if you go click and go to all comments and you can see everything there. So let me start at the top here. Pamela's in the house. Pamela, I really appreciate you. You show up every week and it means a lot to me. She was so happy to be listening to you today, Peggy. And Pamela, I'm so excited to be here. It's been a lot. The last 10 days have just been very interesting. Let's put it that way. She said, I'm so sorry that you had a rough week. You know, the thing about it is, again, rough would be one word. I think it's been uniquely enlightening. How's that for thinking about my words there? It's been, it's interesting to see what everybody has to say right now and how my body's taking in all the stuff that's out around me. It's been pretty interesting, but thank you. I appreciate your kind thoughts. I had a lot of people praying for me and sending me energy, and I felt every single one of them. And when you can get yourself to that state, to where you're trying to relax and you can literally feel the prayers that people are saying for you, feel them hit your energy, it is amazing. I mean, it's just, there's no better medication than that right there. So thank you, Pam. I appreciate it. And there's a Miralina, hopefully I'm saying your name correctly. She says, new to your program and this station. Well, welcome, welcome. You're going to love the 1-2 family. We're great, I think. I may be a little prejudiced there, but the love that you can get from every single person that has a show here on 1-2 Radio, if you go over to 12listen.com, there's the whole list of advisors there, and they're all welcoming. They're all real, and it's pretty amazing. So I appreciate you being here. She says she would like the angel's guidance on a health issue. Okay, well, we're not doctors. But give me a minute. Let me tune in. The first thing, I don't know if you're under a care of a doctor, but if not, I think you need to go checked up. And I think if you've seen a doctor, I think that maybe they're saying some things that you're not, feels like you're kind of resistant to what they're telling you. I'm hearing that get a second opinion. It doesn't mean the first one's wrong, but I think you're going to feel so much better one way or the other if you reach out to a second person. I think it's the first person that you've dealt with or are going to deal with maybe doesn't reassure you as much as what you would like. But the first thing I'm hearing over all this is let go of the fear. Whatever it is that you're afraid that you've got or afraid that you've been dealing with, you need to let go of the fear, you know. Release it. And, you know, fear, face everything and rise. Look at it and say, okay, worst case scenario, it's X, Y, Z. Well, God and the angels will take care of it for you. You've got to release that over to the angels. And it's real interesting when we hand things over to the angels and say, you know, I can't deal with this. You know, I need help. Please take care of this for us. At that point, then you have to let go of how you think they're going to take care of it. Because that's where we get ourselves in trouble. We're like, okay, I'm going to turn this over to God and the angels. I feel so much better. And then like 5 minutes later, you're like, well, the only way this could happen is this happened, if this happened, if that happened. Again, you're trying to step in and take back what you already gave to them. So the minute you start having that second and third and 500th conversation of, well, it's got to be this way, just keep going erase, erase. I even ask for forgiveness. Please forgive me for trying to take it back. I need your help with this. I need you to take care of it for me. But I do feel like if you just let go, don't hold so tight to that fear. Let it go. You know, face everything and rise, not forget everything and run. You know what I'm saying? I think you're going to be okay. But I am hearing that you do need to speak to, if you're not seeing any doctor, I think you need to go to the doctor, if nothing else, then for peace of mind. But if you're seeing a doctor, I feel like there's a second opinion, because whoever that you're talking to is not getting to the heart of the problem, okay? So hopefully that helps. But yeah, I can feel that your fear is very strong. So let that stuff go, honey. You'll feel so much better. Okay, let's go here. Oops, hit the wrong button. Sorry. Tara Elizabeth is here sending hugs. Well, right back at you. I love hugs. You know, when you get to be older, you don't have family around, and after COVID, not too many people hug anymore. And I've been a hugger since a little kid. That's always my thing. So I miss hugs. So, you know, Yogi, my little Yorkie gives hugs, but it's still not the same. So I appreciate the hug. I'm sending one right back at you because I'm a hugger for sure. Let's see here. Quelly, yay. I love having you here. And for years, I've pronounced your name wrong, and I could still be doing it, but at least I'm more comfortable with pronouncing it the way I pronounce it now. So hopefully I'm doing fine. She says, Tuesday's blessings, Peggy, to Serena and Yogi. Hope you're healing, Peggy. I am. In fact, the place I work, I was telling them, because I just fell last Wednesday, and I posted a picture, and I looked horrible. And I stayed home Thursday, and then I went back to work on Friday. And then today, people were like, oh, my gosh, your face is really healing fast. I said, this is Reiki. This is Reiki at work. And this older gentleman today, he's so cute. He says to me, he goes, Peggy, he goes, you're looking really good with your face and everything. It looks like it's really healing up. I said, it's Reiki. He goes, isn't that stuff amazing? He goes, right there. He goes, that's a good, you could be a good poster child for Reiki to get the word out there. He goes, that stuff works miracles. And I said, well, thank you. So again, I know it works, you know, I knew it, but he's right, you know, but it kind of just threw me that he knew about it. He says it's wonderful stuff. So again, you know, Reiki is amazing. Now let's see here. Pamela says, freedom of speech comes with a whole lot of responsibility. Yes, ma'am, it does. But the problem, I think, right now is the fact that people are saying whatever they want, and they're not owning their responsibility. They're not saying, oops, my bad, I should not have said that. You know, I was mad, I was angry, or, you know, I have my facts wrong, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I wish that people would take it serious now and say, you know what, we've got to get our act together, and we need to be more responsible on the energy and on the words that we're putting out into the universe. You know, because it'll get you. And I'm not trying to put fear into anybody, but, you know, karma and what goes around comes around. And if you're going to be talking negative and hateful and mean, that's what you're going to draw to you. And I don't know anybody that wants to be treated that way or have that kind of energy headed at them. So, you know, you as a human being have that opportunity to say, erase. I mean, like I said, nobody's perfect, and somebody can cut you off in traffic and you call them a name or do whatever. Turn right around and say, erase, and then bless them that they get home safely. You know, we're not here to be perfect. We are here to learn, to love, to show compassion. So maybe you called somebody a name because they cut you off or almost made you spill your coffee or whatever, you know. Turn right around and just bless the situation. You know, ask for forgiveness and then let it go. You know, for the longest time, I would tell people, yeah, the older I get, the faster I go in the car. And that's changed just in 2 years. I don't drive like I used to. And it's the people that they're hauling butt and they want to get there, you know, let them go. I don't care. I'm going to get there when I get there. I don't stress about it anymore. There's nothing to be in that big of a hurry about. You know, if somebody's in the hospital and I'm trying to get to them, at least I know if they're at the hospital, they're being taken care of. And if I want to get there to see them, I need to watch what I'm doing to drive there to get there safely. You know what I'm saying? So again, changing your perspective, changing the words that you put out into the universe. And it's too bad that people don't get fines for, you know, saying something bad or mean about somebody else. You know, if they got hit in the pocketbook with that kind of fine, you know, then maybe they would learn a lesson. Shoot, as a kid, our big thing was, you know, if you said, you know, a cuss word, which, you know, back then was usually damn, right? That was the big one when I was little. You get your mouth washed out with soap. Holy heck, let me tell you, that's not a good thing. If you've ever had it done to you, you can thank God that you lived without having that done to you. But again, we have to be responsible for our words. So think about it. Let's see what else here. Let's see if I got something else. Oh, Renee Andrews is in the house. She says, good morning. Hey, Renee, I'm so glad you're here. Appreciate you showing up. I'm going to try to refresh this without losing everything I just did. Mm-mm. Let's see here. Okay, I think I've got everybody. Oh, Pam says, the topic is perfect today. I will also re-listen. Okay, well, good. The angels have their way of getting their messages through to me to share with you. I think that's one of the reasons I have the show. On some of the reasons that I've gone through some of the things that I had to go through is where I could share with you what I've gone through and how I've gotten through it to where maybe that will assist some of you who are going through something similar. Okay, let's see here. I think there was something else I wanted to... I thought I had a note. Hold on. Well, I guess that's pretty much here. So, again, if you get a chance, you know, look up... and you want to, check out Kat's class on 1-2 Academy. Shows up after me are going to be C.A. Brooks with Everyday Astrology. After her is Kelly Whetstone with Empowerment. Then the Katie Weaver Show. And last but not least is the Christina LaFrance Show. So I hope you'll stay tuned on 1-2 Listen. 1-2 Radio, sorry. And remember, you can always find me over at 1-2 Listen. I do want to tell each and every one of you that I appreciate your love and support that you guys have shown me. It means the world to me. So until next Tuesday, I'm sending each and every one of you blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care. Talk to you next Tuesday.